It is February 10th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Michael Bloomberg has an editorial titled, "The World Bank Must Take Bolder Action on Climate." Besides Scout BSA having a birthday on February 8th, so did NASDAQ, as Tal Cohen, president of market platforms at NASDAQ, reminded us on LinkedIn. NASDAQ began operations on February 8, 1971, as the world's first electronic stock market. Eurex has introduced micro DAX options, and Dr. Randolph Roth is prominently featured in a Deutsche Börse / Eurex video discussing the positive advancements of the micro product suite since its launch. Yesterday, the SGX / NZX butter and milk fat set daily volume records, up 35% on butter with 4,464 lots traded, and up 50% on milk fat with 1,800 lots traded. Nick Garden, head of derivatives at NZX Limited, described the records as utterly impressive. Alice Pocklington has joined Trading Technologies as Executive Vice President of Asia Pacific. Previously, she was with KRM22 as a Business Development Manager. Lee McCormick has started a new position as Senior Manager at Duco. The Trades Fireside Friday chat is with VoxSmart's Oliver Blower about the recent WhatsApp scandal, the problem with unofficial communication channels, and how firms can handle the complexities of compliance around this thorny subject. Box Exchange LLC is looking for a legal intern in Boston, Massachusetts. Details are available with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a special sponsored content message from our friends at FTSE Russell. Russell 2000 Index Quarterly Chartbook, January 2023. The Russell 2000 Index Quarterly Chartbook provides an overview of the performance of the U.S. small cap equities in 12 data exhibits. Drill down to get the intel you value most. Explore with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a message from FIA. FIA SIFMA Flash Poll measures derivative market sentiment. Responses point to optimism about business outlook, pessimism on regulatory environment. FIA and SIFMA's Asset Management Group conducted a joint poll of their members during January to capture buy-side and sell-side views on liquidity, regulation, margin, blockchain, and other topics relevant to derivatives markets. The poll garnered more than 100 responses from a curated list of asset managers and brokers actively engaged in the trading and clearing of futures, options, and swaps. My comment. It is hard not to be optimistic when you look at the ever-present smile on Walt Lucan's face that accompanied the poll. Here's a story from Reuters. Ion brings clients back online after ransomware attack. Source. Ion, the financial trading services group hit by a ransomware attack last week, started to bring clients back to its Clear Derivatives platform overnight. A person familiar with the matter told Reuters on Tuesday. Hacking group Lockbit claimed responsibility for an attack on a section of Ion last week, which disrupted customers that include some of the world's biggest banks, brokerages, and hedge funds. My comment. It has been kind of quiet since the ransom was allegedly paid. Here's a story from Insider. Bard is going to destroy online search. Sure, Google's answer to ChatGPT will save you time, but it will also lie to you. This week, Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, announced that his company's internet search engine, the way the vast majority of humans interact with a near-total corpus of human knowledge, is about to change. Enter a query and you'll get more than pages and pages of links along with a few suggested answers. Now you'll get an assist from artificial intelligence. My comment, a good bard is also a good liar. It has always been the case. Here's a story from Decrypt. Satoshi-era Bitcoin address moves $9.6 million in Bitcoin after 11 years. An ancient Bitcoin address that has not transacted in over a decade came back to life on Wednesday, and the profits are something to behold. Since October 1, 2012, address 1MMXRA held 412.12 BTC, accumulated across four transactions, altogether worth just $8 at the time. No coins went in or out of that wallet until February 8th, when all but a sliver was emptied from the wallet at $23,000 apiece. My comment, not a bad trade, but I would never have paid $8 for Bitcoin back in 2012. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. After crypto bulls Super Bowl 57 will be a crypto bust. No national commercial from a cryptocurrency company will air during the Kansas City Chiefs Philadelphia Eagles matchup Sunday, Fox says. The crypto bull was short-lived. There won't be any national ads from cryptocurrency companies during the Super Bowl 57, according to a spokesman for Fox, which is airing the matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. That's a reversal from a year ago when crypto companies splurged on star-studded ads during the game, earning it the nickname Crypto Bowl. We did have that category blow up on us, Mark Evans, head of ad sales for Fox Sports, said about the crypto industry during a call with reporters last week. My comment, it's a good thing the media companies do not have to give back the money to the crypto firms for the Super Bowl ads, or did some of them have to? Here's a story from the Financial Times. Why chatbots are bound to spout bullshit. Some of what they say is true, but only as a byproduct of learning to seem believable. Much has changed since 1986, when the Princeton philosopher Harry Frankfurt published an essay in an obscure journal, Raritan, titled On Bullshit. Yet the essay, later republished as a slim bestseller, remains unnervingly relevant. My comment, if you can't dazzle them with your brilliance, baffle them with your bullshit. Hat tip to W.C. Fields. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday by far was Sam, are you there? The bizarre and brutal final hours of FTX from the Financial Times. Second was the Brand Finance Consultancy's list of the 10 most valuable exchange brands. Third was Deutsche Börse enters 10-year partnership with Google Cloud to accelerate innovation from the trade. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, SEC intensifies crypto enforcement with exchange settlement. Digital asset platform Kraken agrees to discontinue its staking program. The Securities Exchange Commission escalated its enforcement campaign against the cryptocurrency industry Thursday with a settlement that could imperil a lucrative activity for other major crypto firms. On Thursday, Payward, Inc.'s Kraken platform agreed to stop offering so-called crypto staking services in the U.S. and pay $30 million in penalties to the SEC. Staking allows investors to earn a yield by temporarily handing their crypto tokens over to either an intermediary or a cryptocurrency network. Here's a story from Financial News. Banks should abandon their blockchain fantasies, efforts from the likes of JP Morgan, BlackRock, and Goldman Sachs to focus on crypto's underlying technologies are little more than marketing theater. In the wake of the crypto meltdown of last year, most of the industry's chatter has shifted towards discussion of the blockchain technologies underpinning Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, rather than the financial instruments themselves. Crypto marketing exhibits a predictable shift during bear markets towards the humdrum of payments and enterprise applications, replacing the speculative euphoria of the bull market. During this more sober period, an opportunity presents itself to look closely at the claims made about this technology. And then finally, this story from Bloomberg. FTX Celsius bankruptcies with billions online push judges into legal void. As the cryptocurrency mania raged, Congress took a hands-off approach, keeping the fast-growing industry in legal limbo as it spawned startups and drew billions of dollars from investors. That left it to the courts to deal with the wreckage. The bankruptcies of FTX Group, Celsius Network, and Genesis Global are promising to turn judges into after-the-fact rulemakers for an anarchic industry whose pioneers saw it as a way to keep money beyond government reach. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.